Nolte, 50% of Virginia Democrats still back baby killing, blackface Northam. By John Nolte on February 5, 2019. What exactly does a Democrat have to do to lose favor with Democrat voters? Hang out with a domestic terrorist? Nope. Have his photo taken with Louis Farrakhan? Nope. Have sex with a 21-year-old intern in the Oval Office just a few feet away from his wife and daughter? Nope. Leave Americans to die in Benghazi? Nope. Put Japanese Americans in internment camps? Nope. Launch the war in Vietnam? Nope. Lose a one war in Iraq? Nope. Leave a woman to die under the water in your car? Nope. Run all your State Department emails through a secret, unsecured server located in your bathroom? Nope. And now we come to my two favorites. What if a Democrat politician is into blackface and baby killing? Nope, nope, nope. According to a Morning Consult poll taken after Governor Ralph Northam, RVA, was hit with two wowser scandals, his support with Virginia Democrats only dropped from 70% to 50%. That 20-point drop represents a slip of just 29%. Yep, a full 50% of Democrats still support Governor Blackface Baby Killer. It gets worse. Only 25% of Democrats disapprove of Governor Blackface Baby Killer, while 24% aren't sure. They're still mulling it over. With independents, support for Northam crashed by more than half, from 42% to just 20%. Same with Republicans, whose support slipped from 31% to just 15%. But even after Northam exposed himself as someone who believes a woman's right to abort her child extends to after the baby is born, even after Northam admitted to performing in blackface as a grown man of 24 in 1984, his support with Democrats holds at 50%. Here is Northam just 5 days ago expressing his views on fourth trimester abortions. When we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physician, more than one physician, by the way, and it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities. There may be a fetus that's non-viable. If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. We want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions. That is what Northam wants to legalize, and 50% of Democrats are, like, yeah, so? Orange man bad. But that's not all. On Friday, Northam admitted he participated in a racist photo featuring one person in full Ku Klux Klan uniform standing with a guy in full blackface. Then on Saturday he said it was his belief that was not him in the photo, and he had a doozy of an alibi. You see, he couldn't have posed in the blackface / KKK photo because he was out somewhere else putting on blackface to imitate Michael Jackson. No, he actually said that. My belief that I did not wear that costume or attend the party stems, in part, by my clear memory of other mistakes I made in the same period of my life. That same year, I did participate in a dance contest in San Antonio in which I darkened my face as part of a Michael Jackson costume. You see, officer, I couldn't have killed my mother-in-law because I remember killing my wife. And then, as a means to prove his alibi, the 59-year-old offered to moonwalk for reporters. Seriously. Fair real. Mr. and Mrs. Virginia Democrat, you've just learned that your governor is in favor of allowing babies to be left to die, enjoyed the nickname Coonman in college, wore blackface as an adult, and has no idea whatsoever how in the world that blackface / KKK photo ended up on his own personal yearbook page. Do you still support him? 50% still do. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.